16 decommissioned jets left RAF Cottesmore in Rutland this afternoon and made their last appearance as they roared over seven military bases and local towns. Lieutenant Milo Gallimore from the Naval Air Squadron explains why it's so popular.
Without over-egging it, it's probably the best platform in the world at close air support for troops on the ground. It's a platform of choice for guys who are caught up in a nasty situation on the ground. The weapons and the sensors that are built into this aeroplane now mean that it's as relevant as it ever was.
The aircraft has been deployed in every major conflict that Britain has fought in over the past three decades, but needs must, and the country simply can't afford to keep them anymore. Group Captain Half Smith has been flying Harriers for 16 years.
It is quite an emotional day today, but the thrust of today is about celebrating the Harrier and the great service that it's given to UK defence over the last 40-odd years of flying.
Despite protests from the highest levels of the Army, Royal Navy and the RAF, the move to scrap the jets to save £100 million went ahead. The government insists it's a military judgment and not simply about costs. The aircraft is undoubtedly iconic and is considered instrumental in Britain winning the Falklands War. An emotional day for many, but now it's the fleet of Tornadoes that will be tasked with defending us at home and abroad.